So glad to welcome you here to the Clark Howard Show. Our mission to serve and empower you so you make better financial decisions in your life. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about something I call the power of the pivot. You know, now may be just the time for you to make a change in your life. I'm also going to address something I've been getting a lot of questions about. What do you do when your employer doesn't offer a match on your 401k plan, or in fact doesn't even offer a retirement account? You know, people have had a very, very, very difficult time by the tens of millions, with periods of unemployment that have been, for some people, fortunately short, for others, brutally long, 6 months or longer in this odd coronavirus circumstance. And the reality is the power of the pivot. What I mean when I talk about that is something I talked about back in 2008 through 12, but the pivot was a lot harder then, because we were in a cyclical economic downturn due to the banking scandals. And the result of that era was that it felt like, for a significant period of time, there was nowhere really easy to turn. Today, though, is very, very, very different, where even within industries, there are people who have been thriving while others have struggled, either as business owners or as workers. And so if you think about how concentrated the hardship has been during this pandemic-related recession, where certain things have been just job categories brutalized, and others, people are doing great. But even within the categories where things have been so tough, think about restaurants. How many restaurants have failed? How many restaurateurs who worked so hard to build up their dreams and they got crushed by coronavirus? And then at the same time, I saw a story in the New York Times, how pizza, anybody who sold pizza, had the best business year in their history over the last year. Pizza tends to be, unless you go to some fancy-dancy pizza place, pizza tends to be cheap, feeds a lot of people, and it was perfect and made to order for delivery. I read a story about a fancy French restaurant. I don't remember where I read this one, but a fancy French restaurant where they knew they were going down. They were done. And then one of them said, you know what? All these pizza places are doing so great. Why don't we come up with French-themed pizza? And they found a brick oven, pizza oven, and they started making these French-themed pizzas. And they deliver them, and they've survived. They're not thriving, but they've survived to live another day. That is the power of the pivot. I read yet another story about how restaurateurs that have survived this year are going out now and getting locations for pennies on the dollar where other restaurants have shuttered. And as we get more and more shots in people's arms, you know eating out is going to be something people are going to want to gravitate back to, who've missed. We're social animals, most of us. We've missed that. We've missed that joy. Krista, how do you say it? Joy de vivre? How do you say that?
Joie de vivre.
Joie de vivre. Thank you. We have missed that. I can't even pronounce English. No way I'm pronouncing something in a foreign language. So there are people that are preparing to have locations at much lower overhead, in many cases with abandoned, very valuable kitchen equipment, chairs, everything they need to reopen as their own theme of a restaurant. That, again, is the power of the pivot. In jobs, I talked about this recently. How many different job categories people are begging for workers and pay is going up? Well, the job category you may be in, working in a hotel, working in most restaurants, working in any kind of tourism thing, dead flat on your back. Concert business, anything like that. You know what I read recently? Sports teams, professional sports teams, have been laying off huge percents of their staffs because they've had no rear ends and seats. And even though TV accounts for such a big share of revenue for so many professional teams, fans actually do matter in the money they spend. And so people who have skills that they may have gotten in sports management school, that skill that you have can be used in so many other kinds of activities, promotional activities, sales, for so many industries where people are thriving. So I know it's been brutal. I know it's been tough. Whether you're a business owner or you're a worker bee, look outside of what you've been doing. Think outside the box, and you may find your next best opportunity is something better than what you were doing. Krista?
Nash in Georgia says, I've been approached about selling my condo. I've been trying to get rid of it since I'm no longer allowed to rent it out and I've outgrown the one bedroom size. I later was asked if I'd be willing to be the owner financer, and if so, under what terms? I agreed, but asked for time to research. Then I found out I would be financing it for a company which has no tax ID number or credit that I could run, but they provided me with references. If I proceed with owner financing, what should my terms be? I don't want to drag it out for years.
So this is a real problem you just stated. You know, you're essentially issuing credit to an entity that you have no way of documenting their ability to pay or really anything important about them. These are not your buyers. And the way you would be able to find out if they're your buyers is you say, okay, I'll sell it to you for 50% down and I'll finance the rest at 12%. And that would get their attention. And they'd probably run away, or it might lead to a meaningful conversation, because in the circumstance you described, anything less than half down is too much risk for you. If you get half the money and you then have to foreclose on them and sell it again, then you're not going to get hurt, even if you sold it for a little more than half of what you thought the fair market value was the second time.
Dave in California says, I'm finally in the market for a natural diamond ring, no lab grown for the soon-to-be missus, and I need to pull the money out of one of my accounts to pay for it. I have two options, selling off all my holdings in individual stocks in a personal investment account that's had a significant run-up in the past few months, or from a no-penalty CD that will mature in a couple of months. I need to pay for the engagement ring now, so I'll gladly give up on the $300 interest income from the CD. On the other hand, the investment account will owe significant capital gains taxes, but an eventual correction is always in the back of my mind. What are your thoughts?
So you do have the tax time bomb. If you sell a holding after having held it less than 12 months, you're subject to ordinary income tax instead of much more favorable capital gains. At the same time, you have a very realistic possibility that the gains you have will turn out to be phantom, that the market will at some point correct. Stocks are very highly valued. And so you have the certainty of a tax bill and the certainty that you'll have the net proceeds at the run-up in value you've had. The way I would make that call is, are these stocks that you would like to own if you were looking 5 years forward from today, would you still be thinking you'd want to own these same stocks in 2026? If you would, then I'd say you leave the stock portfolio alone and you pull the money out of the CD. On the other hand, if you're like, there's no way I'm going to own any of these things in 2026, and you want to go ahead and make sure you have that gain and you can pay for that dug out of the earth diamond, even though I love the lab created ones, go ahead and sell those shares and know you're paying higher tax. And congratulations to you and your intended.
And look at Costco's rings, right?
Costco is such a deal on diamonds.
Cassandra in New Hampshire says, Clark's talked about some ear pods or earphones that are wireless, and Apple AirPods are not cheap. What are the earbuds Clark always talks about?
So the ones I use are ones for people who spend a lot of time running, walking, whatever, and you want to hear if a vehicle is approaching or something like that, where you don't often with music in your ears. I use Trex, and a lot of people think those of us that wear Trex look like we're something out of the Borg Collective from Star Trek, because they're really odd looking. They bone conduct instead of going in your ears. They tend to cost on sale $59 and up. Trex is spelled T-R-E-K-Z, I think.
Yeah.
Is that right? Do you wear Trex?
I use them, yes.
Really?
They're awesome.
I didn't know we shared that. And do you wear them for that reason?
Yeah, to save my hearing, not to have something directly in my ear.
Does that actually protect your hearing wearing Trex?
Yeah, it's supposed to. Mm-hmm.
See, I learn something every day on the Clark Howard Show. Speaking of which, coming up, we're going to talk about if your employer doesn't offer a retirement plan or they don't offer a match on the plan they do have, what should you do?
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Do you know only about half of us are offered a retirement plan where we work? And so that puts us at a big disadvantage saving for our future financial security for retirement. Because those of us who have a retirement plan at work have the ability to be on automatic pilot. For example, with my employees, I do something very paternalistic. I automatically enroll them in our 401k, and I match everything they put in up to, is it 6% of pay?
Yep.
100 cents on the dollar to 6% of pay. And I automatically enroll them at 6% of pay. So they're saving from the get-go basically the equivalent of 12% of their pay. And they have to actively de-enroll because I'm trying to force the habit of saving for their future. And so they have an employer who is authoritarian, automatically enrolling them, and generous and paternalistic at the same time, matching dollar for dollar on the first 6%, because I want people to have financial security. Now, you got to imagine with the kind of work we do at Clark.com and Clark Deals, I have people that we work together who are of like mind. and are interested in financial security. And we write about that stuff and all that. So it's pretty easy in our world for me to be an authoritarian and match the money and all that because they like it.
It's incredibly generous. That's the thing. I'll just say this. You know, people joke around about how thrifty you are, but you are the most generous person I've ever known.
Well, thank you for that. But I'm sure there are people who like, okay, so I'm going to stop right there. And during the recent extreme cold wave that was so brutal for so much of the country, Krista, what did you do on the coldest night of the cold wave with your 18-year-old daughter?
Oh, my God. Well, we've been lucky enough to volunteer with an organization that started partnering with restaurants during the pandemic that weren't selling enough food. And so people donate to the organization. The volunteers pick up food from the restaurants and you bring them to community centers or to certain communities and distribute the hot meals. So it's a great thing to do. And it's easy and fun for us.
Fun,
but
for
yeah,
you
have to
for
be outside.
2 hours, 2 hours straight. You were out in the extreme sub-freezing temperatures and the high winds, the ice and all that.
Oh my gosh.
Distributing food to hungry families. So
it's a privilege to be able to do it.
So anyway, I had to digress there because for you to talk about me when you do stuff like that all the time.
I learn from the best you.
No, just accept you do nice things. Stop deflecting. I'm the master of deflection. So anyway, I have the 401k, I do the match and all that. And then I guilt people when we have meetings talking about benefits into boosting their contributions. But let's take a different situation. We're going to first deal with what do you do if there's no match where you work? So when you have no match, the advantage of contributing to the employer 401k may be that it forces you into the habit of savings that left to your own devices, you won't do. And that would be the reason to contribute to an employer-provided 401k instead of your own Roth IRA. On the other hand, if you have discipline about money, then contribute instead to a Roth IRA. You can contribute up to $6,000, unless you're 50 and over, you can do $7,000, and you can do it with one of the low-cost companies. If you work for a smaller employer, odds are going with one of my favorite low-cost companies will make your investing expenses much lower than they would be with an employer plan that doesn't offer a match anyway if it's a smaller employer, because their 401ks tend to have high costs. So again, the reason you would do a 401k in that case is because you need the discipline of the forced savings where they pull the money out every pay period. Otherwise, set it up where you contribute automatically every month to that Roth IRA. If you want to save more than the Roth max, which is a great problem, then you could, if you have an HSA medical plan, health savings account, that would be absolutely the next dollar should go in that HSA. And if you don't have an HSA, then you would do the 401k at your employer, even though they don't have a match. Let's say you're one of those people, though, who has no retirement plan offered where you work. Again, that's half of us. Then the Roth IRA is where it's at. If you're not familiar with a Roth, it's after-tax dollars you put in. The money grows tax-free through the years, and then you spend that money tax-free in retirement. And because you can be with these ultra-low-cost companies with that Roth IRA, you don't have to worry about somebody picking your pocket with big expenses. And you save what you can save. Again, the Roth max is $6,000 a year. But for many people, it's hard to get the money together. So start with what you can start with. Set it up automatically. And what I like you to do is, if you have to start off small, start with 1% of what you make, whatever that is. And then every 6 months, step it up another penny on a dollar. That can work in a 401k. That can work in your own Roth IRA. Because the idea is you need to build that investment habit, and you won't miss a penny at a time. And that's why if you keep doing a penny increase every 6 months of each dollar you make, think how much money you're at in 5 years. You're at 10% of your pay. And that's a good number to be at to build financial security for your future. Krista?
Avery in Georgia says, the company I work for is being bought out by a firm. We have company stocks granted to us through our ESOP program. These will be paid out to us in the near future. I have a Roth 401k that they are offering to put the sale of my stock into. Is there a better vehicle to invest this incoming retirement money? I'm only 26, so I'm not retiring anytime soon, but I still want to get the most out of this change.
The Roth 401k is perfect, and that is great. And so I love that at 26, you're about saving for your long-term future. And the Roth 401k, as I was alluding to a minute ago, it's a sibling of the Roth IRA. It's after-tax money that grows tax-free, and then you spend it tax-free in retirement. That is a great account for you to add to going forward, in addition to the money that will flow into it from the ESOP.
Trent in Washington says, I was recently offered the chance to put a security freeze on my 401k through my employer. This prevents any distributions, loans, or withdrawals, but allows me to continue all other transactions. To remove the freeze requires a notarized letter and takes up to 7 days. I plan to retire in 5 years. I don't plan on withdrawing any funds prior to my retirement. Is freezing my 401k something I should consider?
Yes, 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 and yes, and I am so excited. I have never heard of this being offered as an option. It deals with something I've talked about prior with people stealing from people's 401k plans and all the problems with that. I need to talk about, short of this wonderful 401k freeze you're being offered, what steps people need to take. We need to do that sometime soon. But this is great that you're being offered this, and I hope that this becomes a standard kind of thing for 401k plans.
Paul in California said, I heard your podcast about the dangers of Zelle even when users never give permission to use it when it's part of a bank phone app. I bank at a credit union, and I noticed that they allow access to Zelle. On the website for the credit union, I have to explicitly agree to use the service. I never will because of the risks. Is it possible that my account can be hacked and permission granted to the hacker to use the service with confirmation of this sent to a changed telephone number of the hacker? If so, shouldn't I take my money out of my credit union? I will check my other online banks and remove my money from those banks as well. Thank you, Clark, for all of your great calls on the dangers of using services like this that do not give adequate consumer protection.
And, you know, I beat up on the banks a lot. Zelle is another example of the banks only interested in money and no concern, no caring about the fact that they've launched a product with zero, zero, zero consumer protections. And any credit union that decides to play in that dirty game with the banks and offer Zelle to its customers, to its members, you're selling your own members down the river. Zelle needs to reform. It needs to design a clear package of consumer protections. Otherwise, it is radioactive for your money. Now, in your case, the credit union has not automatically added Zelle to your account. You have to take action to do so. If somebody hacks into your account, the fact that they might hack in and add Zelle to it is the least of my worries. The big problem is hacks. And if your account is hacked into, the real question is who's responsible for your money. Your credit union is, and they have to restore your funds in the event of a hack of your account. I want to thank you so much for joining us today on our podcast. And At Clark.com, we got so many ways for you to take control of your financial future. I hope that we can serve you here on the podcast, at Clark.com, at Clark Deals, and whenever you'd like free one-on-one advice, know we do that as well, which you can see at Clark.com/CAC for Consumer Action Center.